the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Thanksgiving to everybody that is listening. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much, but hope that the food that you had was enjoyable, that you gave thanks on this day, that you got to spend time with your family, your friends, your loved ones. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. And in case you thought that I may have forgotten, no, I have not forgotten, because we're still going to give you the high school football blitz. It's hard to believe that the season is coming to an end, but as that season is transitioning towards an end, another season is getting ready to take place. So what I'm going to do before I get you the results of those games that took place last weekend, I'm going to give you a little insight on what I'm going to be doing this year called the Full Court Press. That's going to be a segment, high school basketball across the state of Kansas. Yes, I may come every Wednesday morning and every Saturday morning with that because of some scheduling changes. I've taken on a new job. I'll be working third shift. So the scheduling is the same as far as high school basketball here in the state of Kansas. I know in the Salem League or the GWAL, they usually play those games on Tuesday and Friday evening, so I will try to have those scores for you Wednesday and Saturday, and it's going to be called the Full Court Press, so I'm rolling out something new. And of course, I want to say thank you to my sponsor, the Glass Man, J.R. Sartain. Go out there and see him. 4411 West Central here in the city of Wichita, Kansas. So what I want to do here is I want to look at the KBCA, give you the girls basketball rankings preseason. 6A girls, Blue Valley North is coming in number one. Number two, Shawnee Mission South. Number three is Topeka Washburn Rural. Number four, Wichita Southeast. Number five, Olathe Northwest. Number six, Wichita South. Number seven, Olathe North. Number eight, Blue Valley. Number nine, Lawrence. Number 10, Liberal. 5A girls is looking like this. St. Thomas Aquinas coming in at number one. Number two, Andover. Number three, Lenexa St. James Academy. Number four, Topeka Seaman. Number five, Wichita Bishop Carroll. Number six, Emporia. Number seven, Andover Central. Number eight, Vassar Linwood. Number nine, Mays South. Number 10, Topeka Highland Park. 4A girls, Roseland Park, Bishop Miege. Number 2, McPherson. Number 3, Wamego. Number 4, Wellington. Number 5, Parsons. Number 6, Rock Creek. Number 7, Independence. Number 8, Lewisburg. Number 9, Altamont, Labette County. Number 10, Clearwater. 3A girls ranking, number 1, Silver Lake. Number 2, Topeka Hayden. Number 3, Colby. Number 4, Seneca, Nemaha Central. Number 5, Heston, Eureka. Number 5 is Heston. Number 6, Eureka. Number 7, Rossville. Number 8, Halstead. Number 9, Cheney. And number 10, Goodland. up there near Colorado. 2A girls ranking. Pittsburgh, St. Mary's Colgan. Number 2, Wathena Riverside. Number 3, Hillsboro. Number 4, Hoxie. Number 5, Leoti, Wichita County. Number 6, Elbing Marine Academy. Number 7, Wichita, the Independent School. Number 8, St. Mary's. Number 9, Smith Center. Number 10, Garden Plain. 1A Division 1 girls ranking. Number 1, Little River. Number 2, Frankfort. Number 3, Clifton Clyde. Number 4, Montezuma South Gray. Number 5, Donovan West. Number 6, Opie. Number 7, St. John Hudson. Number 8, Central Plains. Number 9, Centralia. Number 10, Norwich. 1A Division 2 girls ranking. Number 1, Hanover. Number 2, Lebo. Number 3, Buckland. Number 4, Beloit, St. John's, Tipton. Number 5, Sharon Springs, Wallace County. Number 6, Hutchison, Central Christian. Number 7, South Haven. Number 8, McPherson, Elira Christian. Number 9, Attica. And number 10, Ingalls. And there you have the rankings from 6A all the way down to 1A, Division 1 and Division 2. And now we're going to look at the boys' ranking. Coming in at number 1 in 6A boys, starting out with Wichita Heights. Number 2 is Blue Valley Northwest, another powerhouse school. Those games between them and Heights in the days have been some good ones. Number 3, Shawnee Mission Northwest. Number 4, Derby. Number 5, Shawnee Mill Valley. Number 6, Olathe North. Number 7, Lawrence. Number 8, Blue Valley North. Number 9, Olathe West. Number 10, Topeka Washburn Rural. 5A, number 1, Mays South. Number 2, Cape and Mount Carmel. Number 3, Topeka Highland Park. Number 4, Andover. Number 5, DeSoto. Number 6, Topeka Seaman. Number 7, Blue Valley Northwest. Number 8, Wichita Bishop Carroll. Number 9, Topeka West. Number 10, Pittsburgh. 4A rankings. Number 1, Hugleton. Number 2, McPherson. Number 3, Atchison. Number 4, Roland Park, Bishop Miage. Number 5, Eudora. Number 6, Clay Center. Number 7, Baldwin. Number 8, Circle. Number 9, Ottawa. Number 10, Fort Scott. 3A boys ranking. Number 1, Wichita Collegiate. Number 2, Heston. Number 3, Southeast of Saline. Number 4, Cheney. Number 5, Sabetha. Number 6, Galena. Number 7, Haven. Number 8, Beloit. Number 9, Marysville, a little town I've happened to have gone through a few times. Number 10, Wellsville. Number 2 boys ranking. Number 1, Sterling. Number 2, Wichita Independent. Number 3, Hayes, Thomas More Prep. Number 4, Mound Ridge. Number 5, Bennington. Number 6, Meade. Number 7, Pittsburgh, St. Mary's Colgan. So they have a good boys and girls program. Number 8, Medicine Lodge. Number 9, Linden. Number 10, Oxford. 1A Division boys ranking, Montezuma South Gray. Number 2, Coldwater South Central. Number 3, Opie. Number 4, and there's another school that looks like they have a good girls and boys team, Opie. Number 4, Clifton Clyde. Number 5, Sylvan Lucas. Number 6, Centralia. Number 7, Osborne. Number 8, Maxville. Number 9, Kinsley. Number 10, Canton Galva. 1A Division 2 boys ranking. Number 1, Lebo. Number 2, Axtell. Number 3, and Axtell has a, if I'm correct, they have a pretty good 8-man football team. 8-man or 6-man? One of the two. Number 3, Tribune, Greeley County. Number 4, Coldwater, South Central. Number 5, McPherson, Elira Christian. There's another one of the good girls, boys team programs right there. Number 6, Hanover. Number 7, Beloit, St. John's, Tipton. Number 8, Elmina, Northern Valley. Number 9, Dighton. And number 10, Buckland. So there you have the rankings, top 10 in each classification from 6A all the way down to 1A Division 2. So what I'm going to do now I am going to go to the scores from the previous week of high school football. And then I'm also going to get you set up for the games that are to come. And then after that, we will go ahead and take a break. So in 6A, you have the Derby Panthers knocking off Washburn Rural. In 5A, you had Goddard Eisenhower. Let me give you these scores. Derby knocked off Washburn Rural 29-28. Capon defeated Goddard Eisenhower 42-39 in a classic back and forth game. Andover Central took care of top seed Wamego by the score of 26-7. In 2A, Cheney with the victory for the second time, and I do believe it was in comeback fashion, with the win over Andale by the score of 28-24. That had to have been the top game in the state of Kansas. In 1A, you had Hoisington knocking off Norton Community by the score of 30-21. In 8-man, if I'm looking at this right, yes, in 8-man, make sure I got this right. Okay. So let me run. Yes. 1A score was Conway Springs over Medicine Lodge, 34-19. Now we go to 8-man Division 1, where Wichita County knocked off El Saline by the score of 64-28. 8-man Division 2, South Central knocked off Victoria by the score of 42-20. In 6-man, you had Cunningham steamrolling Tescott, 52-6. And Bird City Chelan, no problem with Ashland, knocking them off, 66-27. So now, where does that leave us? Well, I'll tell you where it leaves us right now. It leaves us to a break, and we're going to come back and get you caught up on the games to come and where they will be played at as far as state championship games. All right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith, getting you all the news that you need to know about what's going on with the state high school football games. And once again, I hope you all have had a very nice Thanksgiving. But time to take a break. So I'll be back. Don't you dare go nowhere. The train is still rolling. Stay in your seats until the ride comes to a complete stop. It's all about the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right. This is your number one podcast in the state of Kansas. You know, I also have some other claims set, but I'm not going to say all that. I am going to say I hope you have had a happy Thanksgiving by the time you get to hear this podcast, as you're getting all the information regarding the Kansas High School football playoffs. As I was giving you those scores, I noticed some things were missing, so I had to pretty much go to, as we call it right here, the Keisha website that gave me the bracket, as I was giving you information from Catch It Kansas, and everything wasn't pulling up for some particular reason. So now I have all the information right here. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a rundown of these scores again as they happen, because you have different sides of the bracket. I'm not going to tell you the East from the West. All I'm going to tell you is how we got to where we're at right now. Gardner Edgerton knocked off Overland Park Blue Valley, and they will be going up against Derby High School. Of course, I gave you the score from the Derby game. So on here, I'm not getting the scores, but I am at least looking at the bracket. And these games, this one will be played, if I'm correct, I want to make sure I get you the right information. It's going to be Derby against Gardner Edgerton. Edgerton comes in at 11-1, and Derby High School is coming in also at 11-1. The game will be played at 1 p.m. on the campus of Emporia State University. And I know Derby is going to travel well, and I know Gardner Edgerton also will be traveling well. So I'll look for that game at Emporia State Stadium. I look for that game to be pretty close to capacity. It's going to be cold, though. I know it's going to be a cold game, but these teams do travel well. So the host is Emporia State University. If you need to call, I imagine for ticket information, you can call 620-341-5350. And that is a beautiful campus there at Emporia State University. That location, let me give you the location, Emporia State University, Welch Stadium at 18th and Merchant in Emporia, 66801. The 5A state championship game will be played at Pittsburgh State University, Kearney Stadium, and that is definitely a nice venue. That location is 1801 South Joplin Street in Pittsburgh, 66762. And the teams that will be in this game, and I can tell you exactly how they got there, as Overland Park, I take that back, Mill Valley coming in at 10-2. They knocked off Blue Valley Southwest to get to the final game, and they will be taking on a Cape and Mount Carmel team who knocked off Goddard Eisenhower, and I already gave you the score. Matter of fact, here's the scores right here. I'll take that back. Mill Valley knocked off Blue Valley by the score of 48-47. Whereas Capen knocked off Goddard Eisenhower by the score of 42-39. Setting up their games, all games I do believe are at 1 p.m. So the 5A title game will come down to Mill Valley versus Cape and Mount Carmel. And I normally don't have a rooting interest, but I'm rooting for Weston Sharts and his Cape and Mount Carmel Crusaders to pull out the victory. And based on these two teams here and based on their last results, it could be a shootout. But I also know that Capen has if not the best, one of the best backs in the state of Kansas in Amari Elias. And I know Western Sharks, if his defense can get one or two more stops, they put the ball in the hands of Amari Elias, there's cause to believe that they could be bringing that trophy back to the city of Wichita. So good luck, Coach Sharks and Cape Mount Carmel Crusaders. The next game is the 4A title game that will be played at Topeka Hummer Sports Park Football Stadium, located at 501 Southwest Tuffy Kellogg Drive in Topeka, 66606. That's the address. And who do we have showing up in the title game and how they get here? Well, Oberlin Park of St. Thomas Aquinas of Oberlin Park with the 9-3 record. They knocked off Tonganoxie by the score of 42-14. And they will be taking on Andover Central right up the road from Wichita at 9-3, who knocked off Wamego by the score of 26-7. And what's amazing and special about that is Andover Central went to Wamego and beat them on their home field. So congrats to Andover Central and good luck to them as well. Once again, this game will be at 1 p.m. at Topeka Hummer Sports Complex. 3A looks like this. They too will be playing at a nice edifice, and this game will be at Hutchinson Community College, Gowans Stadium, located at 600 block of East 11th Avenue, Hutchinson, Kansas, 67501. And the participants in this game and how they got there, as we pull that up, Topeka Hayden coming in at 12-0, perfect record, knocked off Houghton by the score of 42-14. And their opponent, Cheney, who comes in also undefeated, knocked off Andale High School by the score of 28-24 for their right to play for that 4A state title. Correction, 3A state title. That should probably be one of the best games in the state as well, too. I mean, when you look at Cheney and what they did and who they knocked off, not once but twice, you almost want to say they are the favorite, but you're looking at two undefeated teams, so it's going to be a dogfight. But I believe it's going to be one of the better games throughout all classifications. Not taking anything away from Derby and Edgerton and Andover Central game either, but I believe that this here 3A title game is going to be one of the better games that you can find on slate. The 2A game, Class 2A, will be at the Salina USD, number 305 District Stadium, 650 East Crawford in Salina. And let's see how these participants got here for the right to hoist up that 2A title. As Nemaha Central, not coming in at 11-0, actually 12-0, knocked off Sabetha by the score of 17-7. That game was definitely a slugfest based on the score. And they will be taking on Hoisington, who comes in at 12-0. So a battle of two undefeateds, as Hoisington knocked off previously unbeaten Norton Community by the score of 30-21. So this is for the 2A title. So that looks to be a good game too. So you like got a lot of teams coming in with undefeated records. So these teams have a lot to play for besides just the trophy, but also in their season on an undefeated note. Now for one Class 1A at Fort Hays State University, Lewis Field, at 3rd and Elm in Hays, Kansas, at 67601. Stadium looks pretty nice as well, too. the 1A title game. Let's see who are the participants in this as well and how they got there. As Winchester Jefferson County North High School, with an 11-1 record, overcame Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan by the score 20-13 for the right to face 10-2 Conway Springs, who knocked off Medicine Lodge by the score of 34-19. So in that game, you have Conway Springs against Winchester Jefferson County North High School. And now we move to the fun part, because this is going to be a doubleheader. It will be Class 8 Division 1. Basically, that's 8-man. And that will be played at Newton Fisher Field at 1 Athletic Park Drive, Newton, Kansas, 67114. And the game time for this one will be at 11 a.m. to accommodate the 1 p.m. start for the next game. And who do we have in this one? Well, Linden High School at 12-0. They knocked off Topeka Caraparavel Latin School by the score of 52-6. And they will be facing Leote Wichita County High School, also 12-0. Who knocked off Brookville El Saline, who was previously unbeaten, by the score of 64-28. And then for the second game, the 8-man Division 2, we are looking at Axtell, who comes in undefeated, who knocked off Frankfort High School by the score of 52-6, and they will be facing Coldwater South Central at 9-3, who knocked off Victoria High School by the score of 42-20. And we will conclude with 6-man, which will be played at Dodge City Memorial Stadium. So we're glad to see that 6-man is gaining some traction here in the state of Kansas. Once again, that game will be played at Dodge City Memorial Stadium, located at 1900 Parkway Drive in Dodge City, Kansas, 67801. And the teams that will be participating will be Cunningham, who comes in at 11-1, who knocked off Tescott by the score of 52-6 for the right to play against Bird City Shalen, who also comes in at 12-0. Who knocked off Ashland High School by the score of 66-27 for the right to play for the 6-man state championship in Dodge City, Kansas. So with that being said, I hope I've given you enough information. You know where these games will be played at. All I'm going to say is if the weather's going to be anything there at those different venues like it's going to be here in Wichita, all I can say is travel safe and buckle up. Stay warm, drink plenty of hot chocolate, drink plenty of coffee, drink plenty of hot, whatever you can do to stay warm in such a cold, frigid environment. Anyway, what I'm going to do now is I am going to take another break. When I come back, I'm going to shift into probably on the national scene. There's a lot going on. A lot of football was played on Thanksgiving Day. A lot of headline news. So whichever direction this train is going, all I say is just stay seated until the ride is over. Conductor and Smith on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Okay, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Okay, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Okay, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glassman just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Grab your tickets, get on board, and enjoy the ride. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. All aboard!
Sports Talk Podcast on Thanksgiving week. Oh yeah. I hope you've been entertained thus far along the train ride as we are just bringing you up to date on everything that has happened in high school football across the Kansas. We gave you a little glimpse into the full court press. Yes, pretty much the full court press is going to be like the high school football blitz. It will be scores from previous games that were played. And you may get some highlights sprinkled in as well as I have as I get privy to those highlights. Nonetheless, it will be entertaining. And I'm looking forward to launching the full court press. Like I say, bring you scores and maybe a few highlights from basketball games all across the state of Kansas, especially right here in the city, as we keep our eye on certain players. Probably get player spotlight up and running as I will do my best to effort getting in touch with some of these players and some of these coaches. Coaches Corner will be ramped up. So just looking forward to the upcoming basketball season as I will be well vested into it, getting to know players, getting to know coaches, and so looking to make new friendships and relationships along the way. So looking forward to it and hope you are looking forward to it. Well, I'm switching gears as I will look at the KCAC football, the 2023 KCAC football team of character and champions of character, which is presented by IMA Financial Group, was announced, and the Evangel University football team has been awarded the KCAC Champions of Character Team of the Year honor for their sport in the 2023 season. Champion of Character Award winners from each institution have also been chosen. The KCAC Team of Character and Champions of Character Awards are sponsored by the IMA Financial Group, and both were based on the NAIA Champions of Character Award. A team is recognized in each sport as voted on by their peer coaches. The Valor were are involved in a variety of service projects this year. These include, but are not limited to, volunteered at the Convoy of Hope Women's Day Luncheon, volunteered at a father-daughter dance at a local YMCA, volunteered at a local elementary school, volunteered at the Seuss Science Day. Several members of the team serve in leadership positions on campus, including but not limited to resident assistants in dorms on campus, serving on the presidential office leadership team, serving as devotional leaders on campus. Committed to advancing character-driven athletes, the NAIA Champions of Character program aims to inspire student athletes, coaches, officials, and fans to hold high standards and embody what character truly means in a competitive arena. By keeping the five core values of integrity, respect, responsibility, sportsmanship, and servant leadership at the heart of the athletic experience, the Champions of Character program empowers participants to change the culture of sport. The Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference Champions of Character Awards are presented also by the IMA Financial Group and are awarded to the student athletes and team who best represents the mission of the Champion of Character program. And here is your 2023 Football Champions of Character student athletes. Kendall Woolley, Avila University, junior, out of Plano, Texas. Jacob Barnes, Bethany College, junior, out of Kensington, Kansas. Denzel Dixon, Bethel College, senior, out of Newark, Delaware. Jaron Foster, Evangel University, sophomore, out of St. Charles, Missouri. Zach Dressler, Friends University, senior, out of Douglas, Kansas. Tyler Boston, Kansas Wesleyan University, senior, out of Dixon, California. Bryson Kirby, McPherson College, sophomore, out of Big Spring, Texas. Kyle Reynolds, Ottawa University, graduate, out of Farmington, New Mexico. Josh Edson, Southwestern College, junior, out of Newton, Kansas. Ryan Stuckey, Sterling College, sophomore, out of Sedgwick, Kansas. Brooks Gardner, out of Tabor College, a senior from Hillsboro, Kansas. And Davian Norman, University of St. Mary, junior, out of Aurora, Colorado. So there you have your Champions of Character, as presented by the KCAC. Also, KCAC announced its all-conference selection team. So we're going to take a look at the all-conference selection team as well. And it is looking like this, as the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference is pleased to announce the 2023 KCAC Football All-Conference honorees and individual award winners as voted by the conference's football coaches. Evangel University won the Dr. Ted Kissinger Division, taking home their division title with a 5-0 record against division opponents as part of an 11-0 record. Overall record, Ottawa University and Kansas Wesleyan shared the Franklin Gene Bissell Division title, with both teams recording a 4-1 record in division play. The Velour and the Braves moved forward to the NAIA Football Championship Series. Kevontae Baker of Friends University was named the KCAC Football Player of the Year. Baker led the KCAC and NAIA in rushing touchdowns, 25, while ranking first in the KCAC and third in the NAIA in rushing yards per game at 115.3. Baker led a Falcons offense that led the nation in rushing, 419.2 yards per game, and was the third highest scoring offense in the NAIA, 46.3 points per game. Dylan Hester of Evangel University earned the KCAC Football Offensive Player of the Year honor, leading the conference in receiving yards per game, 90.8, and receiving touchdowns, 13. He ranks 10th in the NAIA in receiving yards per game and is tied for 4th in the nation in receiving touchdowns. His teammate, Bradley Myers, took home the KCAC Football Defensive Player of the Year Award following a season in which he led the NAIA in total tackles, 139, and tackles per game, 12.6. He also tallied 11.5 tackles for loss on the season, including 4.5 sacks. Myers also forced 3 fumbles this season. Trey Dixon of Sterling College was named the KCAC Football Special Team Player of the Year. Dixon returned 28 kicks for 733 yards, good for 26.2 yard average, scoring 2 kick return touchdowns this season. Mario Quintero of Bethel College was named the Dr. Ted Kissinger Champion of Character Award recipient. Jeremy DeSoto, the defensive coordinator for Evangel, was named the KCAC Football Assistant Coach of the Year, while the Valor's head coach, Chuck Hipola, was named the Coach of the Year by his peers. The Fool. And what I'm going to do here, I'm going to pause to take a break. And when I come back, actually, no, I'm going to go ahead and follow through with this and give you the first team offense and their players and their institution and their positions. So we have Kevontae Baker, Friends University, quarterback, sophomore, Wichita, Kansas. R.J. Wakely, Evangel University, quarterback, redshirt senior, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wenton Ruth, Ottawa University, running back, senior, Little Rock, Arkansas. Elias Pino, Friends University, running back, senior, Houston, Texas. Jartavius Martin, University of St. Mary, running back, junior, Foxworth, Mississippi. Lakin Cloudus, Friends University, fullback, senior, out of Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Dylan Hester, Evangel University, wide receiver, redshirt junior out of Stratford, Missouri. Andre Jones, Southwestern College, wide receiver, senior out of Austin, Texas. Michael Gazzana, University of St. Mary, wide receiver, redshirt freshman, Las Vegas, Nevada. Andrew Holden, Evangel, tight end, out of redshirt junior out of Mountain View, Missouri. Keegan Martin, Friends University, offensive lineman, senior out of Yale, Oklahoma. C.J. Anoa, Evangel University, offensive lineman, junior, Springfield, Missouri. Aaron Garcia, Southwestern College, offensive lineman, senior, Wichita, Kansas. Ryan Junkermeyer, Bethel College, offensive lineman, senior, Plainville, Kansas. Kale Stroud, Friends University, offensive lineman, junior, out of Chapman, Kansas. And now we look at first team defense. We have Zach Myers, Evangel University, defensive line, junior, out of Lee Summit, Missouri. Ricardo Garcia, Kansas Wesleyan University, defensive lineman, junior, out of Reno, Nevada. Shane Rodriguez, Southwestern College, defensive lineman, senior, out of McLeod, Oklahoma. Josh King Bradley, Kansas Wesleyan University, defensive lineman, out of sophomore, out of Mount Bellevue, Texas. Bradley Myers, Evangel University, linebacker, redshirt junior, out of Lee Summit, Missouri. Cade Miller, Bethel College, linebacker, senior, out of Osborne, Kansas. A.J. Hempfield, Ottawa University, linebacker, junior, out of Strasburg, Colorado. Josh Carter, Southwestern College, linebacker, senior, out of Wichita, Kansas. Trey Palmer, Friends University, defensive back, senior, out of Houston, Texas. Nehemiah Figueroa, McPherson College defensive back, redshirt junior out of Boyertown, Pennsylvania. Nate Swofford, Evangel University defensive back, junior out of Ava, Missouri. And Brendan Sanders, Bethel College defensive back, senior out of Round Rock, Texas. And there you have first team offense, first team defense. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead, due to the lateness of the hour, I'm going to bring the train into the station. But I will be back on Friday, I do believe, or possibly Saturday, between Friday and Saturday, one of those 2 days, and give you a look at what's going on the national scene. Once again, hope you've had a very good Thanksgiving. Spent time with family and friends. And I look forward to doing this with you again. So until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Be blessed. Once again, happy Thanksgiving. Look forward to having you back on the ride again.